some of learning the Shita of the Ramban helped us see some. Let's continue to build the Shita of the Ramban, and then we'll double back and take the sugya to another level. The Ramban so far, the more we are paskin, that when you paskin once you have a raya, we paskin talk for koyim material. They're not like I would maybe start to change the lashon now that we're so advanced in the sugya, shir number 20 of the sugya, that I would say that maybe we'll change the nusuf and say that nothing out of the grab. But we'll take it away from you, okay? It's not a question, you're allowed or you're not allowed. Now the Ramban so far said a few rules. What are the rules that govern this din? Rule number one the Ramban said is Milsadavir Guya. When there's Milsadavir Guya, he took from a Gemara Daf Kuf Yud. By the way, the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud, I want to expand for a minute and explain. Oh, the other guy did an act of grabbing. What's about to add to grabbing? He's a man who owns the land. And you took the third year of Paris. The case over there was that there was a loan. And there was I gave you the land to eat the Paris to pay off the loan. That's the way they paid it off. It was called the Mashkanta de Beitzura. And I tied it that you promised me 3 years of eating the Paris in order to pay off the loan. And you said only two. So if you go to a Rav and ask, they would say, the carcass because of Valer. But I took the Paris. I grabbed the Paris in the third year. And the moment there says, if you helps. So some first Gemara says Ramban, the most of the Gluye is Ein Metzin, we leave a buyer. That's rule number one. Rule number two is that when it's Trey or Trey, also Ein Metzin. Why? So here we had this humongous, unbelievable Ramban of yesterday. Rule number two is the Ramban of yesterday. That when it's Trey or Trey, and I can't give the first guy a Mozakus, so then also Ein Metzin, I leave by the second guy. Why? Why would you say yesterday? I'm saying today. Because the first guy is not better than the second guy. The first guy is also not a Mosek. He's not more than a Tafas. Mother Tafas Tafas. Does I don't hear the ring of the Rajba? Mother Tafas Tafas. The one who grabs it, grabs it. That's the din. You grab it. I grab it. Why do I normally take it away from you? Because I'm a Mosek. I'm the Bailam. I'm the Marakama. But if there's a tray, and I can't give you that high diagram from which I arrive, it's Mother Tafas Tafas. Whatever it is, we leave it. By you, right? Those are the two first rules that govern the din of Tfisa. Let's learn inside now the Ramban, the piece that I printed out for you today. Take your sheets out. I'm learning inside and build and build and build. Okay? Zokti Ramban. You come walk over the Ramban, no? Zokti Ramban, I want to learn the Ramban inside here. The Ramban says nothing less than astounding things one after the other. You come walk over the Ramban, Zokti Ramban. So what comes out is, after everything we said, we learned the Ein Yishar Tfisas in all types of other cases. Keep going. What's the case of Machbar v'chamor? God, Machbar v'chamor, we didn't tell we were with Yolda, and he gave birth. We don't know if he gave birth before the switch or after the switch, after the chalipa. So it's a suffix. So we leave it where it is. If you go ahead and grab, we now we start. Look at this. What is our Gemara doime to? What is the din of etim yodah? The Misha Tainas Chaver Manu Leviyot Vala Emer Ein Lecha Biyodah Kum. Yitavas Beedim Mafkinam Enei. Leish Nabori Yabori. Leish Nabori Yishama. Kigoy Manu Leviyot Vala Emer Ein Yodah the Potter. Yinam Yitavas Mafkinam Enei. This is a shocking Ramban. The Ramban wraps up the sugya and he says, so we paskin talk for koyim tibiyot by all cases. Halavaze daime. He says a mashal. What's a daime to? Reuven went over to Shimon and said, you owe me $100. Ba'lo emer, the other guy says, ein lecha biyodai klum. So it's daime to that. Or to a case of Achaver, the guy says, I don't know. So over there we say, that talk for crime and see the other. Stop right here. That's the mashal that the Ramban did. I just finished. The Ramban saying, let's take a step back, right? I just finished summarizing the sugya of talk for crime and see the other. Now that when you grab and see the other, except for two cases, except for Vidal Gluye, except for cases trade trade. Then the Ramban comes along and says, now let's wrap up. So now I'm telling you, we're going to take this to all of Shas. What is this daimet to? Reuven went over to Shimon and said, you owe me $100? And the guy says, I don't owe you $100. So over there, if you grab, about you have to give back, right? What's the other? Likewise, if I go to somebody and say, you owe me $100, and he says, Shama, Well, they also, if you grab, you have to give back. That's doime to our sugya. How maze doime? It's doime to a zazach. So first of all, the zach's mamish are pella otzum benoira. I always say, I go to a guy, I have a very interesting question I want to put down on the table while the Dome says. After the Rabban brought down that the Maskan over here is Moitzi and Miyadai, after he brought down that it is Moitzi and Miyadai, says the Rabban that you should know that Holomaz and David, that's okay, I have an interesting shayla. Really? I have a great interesting shayla. I want to test you. Move on over to Shimon and say, you owe me $1,000. Shimon says, Ein lecha b'yadai klum. Says, Rabban, that's a mashal to Agamara. If Tafas, Fafki Amine. Like the man, the Abel, the Rabban Nuna holds talk for coin, Ein Metzi Miyadai. This man, the Abel, you're not allowed to grab, right? This man, the Abel, holds that what? You're not allowed to grab. This man, the Abel, excuse me, you're allowed to grab. Over there, you're allowed to grab. I said, Ruben, the story, Ruben over to Shimon. And Shimon said, yes, you owe me $100. Shimon said, no, I'm coming out of the club. Says, Rabban, oh, Lamaze Daimi, what's also good Daimi? It's Daimi to Azazach. Yeah? Moving over to Shimon and said, you owe me $100. He said, I don't know. You can't grab. So I want to know. And looked around, what's that going to say, by the way? And if you hold me to me other day, you're allowed to grab? Actually, I apologize. You say, ain't me to me other, you're allowed to grab? What's that going to say? Yes or no? Hey, I said, no, I have a new story. By the way, this is a new way of making a living. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to marry a rich fair. It's a very simple Eitzah. You don't have to do anything, yeah? Yeah, yeah, sure. You're always worried about making fun of us. Yeah, Eitzah? Say the Eitzah. You go over to a guy and you say, what? You owe me $1,000. The guy says, I'm a chabi other klum. You grab it, and then you say, help me, Rabbi Amnuna. Talk for koi name with him. You're the alum de Shaganov. Somebody called me yesterday about such a guy. Scammed all his neighbors $2 million. Ben Toyo Nachtut, somebody calls him. Yeah, I have a simple scam. Yeah, my son. What? What? What do you want to say? What, the scam? It's not for now. It's not for now. What was the Shiloh? How did you do it? It's very simple. It was very simple. But I have a more educated. Yeah, my son. Yeah, so few. You're making a living. Yeah. You still worried? He said, it's a simple. You can say, you're like a Nuna. You're a Nuna guy. You go to a guy, you say, you owe me $1,000. He says, Halamaz Adayma. He says that our Gemara is Daima to that. And in case of a guy who says, Halamaz Adayma, case of where I say, you owe me $1,000, I say, I don't know. You grab it. Is that true? It works? So, the Raman passes Allah, talk for Koyan, name it to me. So, what were they doing? Is that a grab? Why not, by the way? What's up, Shataka? Why is it Dover Poshel Lachoyer or not? Why is it Lachoyer Dover Poshel or not? Why not Lachoyer? Because there's no suffix in front of us. All talk for Kain, it's in the other, the entire topic, and this is, I'm using this line of the Rabban to be Matgish and Akuta, that I wasn't Matgish the entire 4 weeks that we're learning this. The entire sugya of are you allowed to chop and not allowed to chop and why and yes and when is a suffix in front of us? There's a suffix Bukhar. Think about all the cases that we had till now. Suffix Bukhar, right? The case of the Tveis Lashon Rishon, Tveis Lashon Acharon, okay? But it's a suffix. There's a real suffix in front of us, okay? There's a sibah for a suffix. A lady got married and we don't know if she was a Bisul or Amana. That's a legitimate suffix. What was she? But over here, I can't go to a guy and I say, you owe me $100. Afterwards, there's a tzad that you can chop. So, what is he talking about over here? It's L'chayra. L'chayra. What I would say is, I'm asking something very simple. It's a no-brainer that if I go to somebody and I say, you owe me $1,000, and he says, no, I can't chop. That's not the sugya of Tarfa Koyin. So what did he find over there? So I would have the Yetzer, it's shocking, it's horrifying, so just think, okay? So I would have it sad to say that he only meant a mushel. He meant to say, there's no brainer over there, that sort of there you can't chop. What he meant to say was, and here's the big lishitosei. Yesterday I proved from the Rabban, why do we say Tarfa Koyin but see the other? Not because you're a goslin, right? And not because of this and not because of that. Why is it Tarfa Koyin but see the other? What did Rabban say? Because you have the high level Mosakas. Petra, you don't have the high level Mosakas. But the reason is, I'm a Mosak, I'm the Marakama. I take away from you. He said, Rabban, I have a marshal to that. What's a marshal to that? I go to a guy and I say to you, $1,000. And he says, no, you can't chop. There's a no-brainer, you can't chop. But why? Because, what's that? It's Mechatesi. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say that the reason why Tarkuk Koyim would see the others is because of yesterday's raid, that the first guy becomes the Marakama, the first guy becomes the Mokzik, Halamazet Daimir. Do you hear that, Maisa? Halamazet Daimir. It's not to going to a guy and saying, you owe me $1,000. The guy says, I don't owe you the money. Or the guy says, maybe, by the way, they're both the same thing. They're both of artists, Mechatesi, what's that? Is what say? I can't hear you. What does Ramuna hold? We'll talk about it soon. Or he holds that it is misalik, but it's not enough to be mighty from a tofus. Far enough a tofus. Yeah. For sure, a tofus. We spoke about it yesterday. We lost the idea of glue. We proved that. We proved because tofus is a physical zach. Because tofus is a bit vice. Because the chesed is not a vada. You know, it's not an item.
It's not like
Cheskes Esser? It is like Cheskes Esser, but it's not a Vaday. We say that it doesn't make a difference, but I'm still a Tophos. The mice at the end of the day is a Sfeg of Emoyim over here. Okay? By Yisur, you can't ever create a Tophos. Okay? You can be Tophos on a lady. But by Momentus, I can become a Tophos. What do you call it? So this line of the Ramban is causing me heartache Admoid. There's no Sufik over here, okay? When there's no Sufik, there's nobody in the world who holds your Ladachap, okay? Otherwise, I can go to every guy and take his jacket and say, it's my jacket, talk for coin, and he say not, and he maybe, yeah, it's a joke. So what did he mean? What does he mean, Hamaz and Doimer? Is I have a Yetzirah to say, it's a Yetzirah. Then he meant to say that it's a mashal. He meant to say that everything I just said is a mashal. A mashal to what I said is when you go to a guy and you say, you owe me money, the guy's a bari, the guy's a shem, we are vada and a vada, you can't chap. If the mashal is true, if this pshat of the mashal is true, so then it's another raya to the raid of yesterday. That the yisoid of why Mazi Miyada is not because you're a gazlan and not because of this, and not because of tofus problems. I repeat, if this mashal is true, and I don't right now have a better pshat to say, so then it's a raya, the shitasa of the rabban yesterday, that the topic of the sugi is not that the tofus loses it mitzi miyoder because he's not a tofus, because he's a gazla, because he's a shem, all types of other reasons. The reason why it loses it is because I'm the vada, I paskind up that it's mine, and a mela, I'm mitzi for you, because it's as if I came to a guy, it's shocking. I don't think they'll have something else to say on this. There was something else to say over here. They're like, the man who would see in such a case is going to work. So what's Holomaz Doimer? What's the mashal? Go to a guy, send me $1,000. The guy's a bari, the guy's a shaman. Who cares? But what's the tzach over here, Bachal? I understand that yesterday's raid, I understand the mashal. I understand the mashal. The mashal is that just like we say by us, by Tzim other, because the Cheskes Marakama, the first guy has a Cheskes moment when it's not trade, which defines that it's cool to him. So now I can't come along. It's like every case when I go to a guy and I say, give me $1,000. I say, go fly a kite. Mech Adesi. Shocking zach. It's a shocking Ramban. I will tell you in parentheses that Rabbi Kiva Eger in Siman Ayin Hei and Shulchan Aruch is Medayek and Ramban. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Siman Ayin Hei in the parentheses is Medayek and Ramban. That the Ramban's mashma, that if you hold talk for Koyim Mitzin, it will work. When I come to a guy and I say, you owe me $1,000, the other guy says, I don't know. Rikivegu says in Siman Ayin Hey, on the Hagoyez on the Shulchan Aruch, that if I go to a guy and I say to him, you owe me $1,000, he says, I don't know. We can grab, like the man the other holds, but see me other. Hey, Mazin, hey, Mason. He said, Rikivegu's been dying to my mind. The Rabban said, this time. It's hard to believe. When I go to a guy and I say, you owe me $1,000, the guy says, I don't know you, I'm allowed to grab, like the man will say, see me other. So Rikivegu himself explains in the Tshuva, I think in Chedah Gimel I saw once, that when I'm a bari and you're a shema, that's called as a sophic. That's called as a sophic in front of us. Why don't you know? Here, Maisa. And then you can grab with him out of the other. Say that that's maybe by a shema. But by a bari, when I go to a guy and I say to him, you owe me $1,000, and he says, that's a mashal for our Gemara. So if it's a mashal for our Gemara, so then we have a shocking zach over here, that we see that yesterday's raid is 10 times worse than yesterday's raid. The part is that the reason why we take it away from the tofus is because the first guy is in the driver's seat and he said, at kidekach, that the Ramban gave a mashal and he says it's doimah to enlech aviyadeklo. A shocking Ramban. Either way, let's continue. Either way, says the Ramban, that this din is true, say whether the number one is a bari, say number one is a shema. Look inside, let's look at that again inside now. Now look at this. Fine. That's the first line of the Rabban. We're continuing now. So Rabban, behind you now, talk for echad the faneinu mitzavach. Shmatina zuyodri bori bori. Bitok for crying. Bifaneinu, Bishop Bitok for crying. Shema Visham, what's in the other? Stop right here. Says Rabban, now that I said this din, that the din of Tok for crying, it's in the other, is say whether the muzik is a bori, say whether the muzik is a shema. That was the Lamaz Adam, right? What was the Lamaz Adam? Let's take a perspective on it. Even though I don't understand the mashal because of what I just spoke about, but let's leave the problem, the big headache. What is the Rabban saying? Say, let's go fight it. So the Rabban gives a marshal when I go to a guy and say, one of the Yotkum, or I go to a guy and I say, one of the Yotkum, and he says, any of them. So what was he coming to stress? He's coming to stress that this din of Moitzi and Miyadoy of Mafkira Minei, say whether the guy was a Bari, he said, and say whether the guy was a Shema. Any of them. Then the Rabban copies over and says, in our Gemara also we have two cases. In the case of Tokfech, Abifanein, on Amad Alpha, the Gemara said, you can't grab. By the Yachliku, they're both what? They're both Boris. I say Kudushli. He's a Kudushli. The case of Noah Bey is by Tukfer Kohen, they're both what? They're both Shemes. So what's Rabban saying over here? The Dom Chapar is saying? What it's coming to say is that the din that we say, Tukfer Echad, Bifaneinu, Moitzi, Miyadoi, the din that we're Moitzi, the din of Afkiramine is Sai, whether what? Whether the number one was a what? Was a Bari, side where the number one was a what, was a Shema. I'm going to tell him to cut the flow. What's Rabban saying in this piece? Rabban finished off his wrap up of the Gemara. Talk for Koyim and Simi Yod. Then Rabban said, Halamazet, Doimet, what's our Gemara Doimet to? It's Doimet to a case where I come to a guy and say, owe me $1,000, and you say no. It's Doimet to a case where I go to a guy $1,000, you say Shema. In both cases, Mafkime. Now, I asked earlier, what's the mashal? The mashal's a terrible mashal, but there is no suffix b'chal. Over there, it's a no-brainer that mafkina mine. But I'm skipping that up. I'm leaving that. What did he say? He said, you should know that the din of mafkina mine is sai in a case where I went to the guy and he was a bari, sai in a case where I went to the guy and he was a shema. And he proves it. How does he prove it? That was following the flow. How does the Ramban prove that it's sai when he's a bari, sai when he's a shema? He says, in our Gemara, we had a case of bari, we had a case of shema. And Amid Aleph, we had a case of what? Where I grabbed from a guy who was a what? Was a bari. And on the base, I had a case where I grabbed from a guy who was a what? Was a shema. Atkan, this piece of the Ramban for today, so far. Did I have this morning, that's what's happening in the Ramban? After the Ramban, the Ramban's making a wrap up here. And in the wrap up, what the Ramban is saying is that the din of Tok for coin, Moitzim Yodai, is doing it to a case where I went to a guy and I said, you owe me $1,000, and he said no, or he said shema. In both places, you're not allowed to grab. He says, the Ramban, where do I know that in both places? He means a raya. Because the case of Noam Alf, which remember the Rabban sold the Tutar Gemara, the case of Noam Alf says you can't grab by Shnei Metz Mutalos, there was a Bari. And you can't grab from the guy. The case of Noam Beis was the guy was a Shema. Because it's still you can't grab. So right, that's Sai when the number one is a Bari, Sai number one is a Shema, you can't grab. That's the Seder Hadvorim, what the Rabban came to say. Came along Rav Nochum and said, Amor Degazach. I heard this from Moshe also many times. Said Rav Nochum, Amor Degazach. Said Rav Nochum that Fizeh, Fizeh said of Nochum, we have a terrace of the Kasha we asked on the first day of the Sugya, the first minute of the Sugya, exactly 20 Shem. When we started the Sugya, on the first day, I said, very strange, the Gemara Madalos says, Steinbos and Metalos, one guy grabs from the other and he screamed, there was no Hidah, there was no Shtika, you can't grab. Says the Rabban, why not? Rabban said, because it's talk for Kavitz, you're not allowed to grab. Kid the Mosik, like Gemara Form Base, we said it's a strange thing. Then we said, Adamad Aleph, it's what? It's a Fadai. The Gemara says, my name, maybe there's a no brainer. Adamad Base, also, you have Rabbah, right? Rabbah, and Rabbah Nuna, and Rai is from Isa Behema, Behula, whole Trask. What happened all of a sudden? Said of Nochem, this Ramban is the answer. Adamad Aleph, we see in this Ramban that the Ramban went out of his way to stress that we say Tuk for Koyim, but Tim Yodin, not only when number one's a Bori, we say Tuk for Koyim, but Tim Yodin, even when number one is a what? Is a Shema. I just finished explaining. This is what this whole Ramban came to say. The entire Ramban over here came to say one thing. What did he say? What the Ramban came to say was that Tok for Koyim, see me other, he sighed when number one's a Bari. That's which case? That's the case of Omed Aleph. And sighed whether number one's a Shema is the case of Bachor. The Ramban's going out of his way to point that out. Sighed whether you're Shema, sighed whether you're Bari. And he speaks out. This is the case of Bari, this is the case of Shema. I mean, he had a need to speak it out. Said of Nochum, this is the answer to the Kasha. When number one is a Bari, it's a no-brainer, you can't grab. That's Amad Aleph. There means, Seder of Nochem wants to have a Ramban who made a distinction between what is number one. Is number one a Bari? What's this Ramban about? Not what number two is. This distinction is about what number one is. Is number one a Bari? Is number one a Shema? I went to the guy, said, $100. He said, Eilech Rabbi Yehuda Klum. He's a Bari. I go to the guy, he said, $100. He says, I don't know. It's a Shema. Amid Aleph, I go to the guy and I say, I'm grabbing it. You're a Bari. You're saying it's Kula Shali. Amid Aleph, you don't know. You're Bachar. Is Rabban made a trask about the fact that we say, Takfakoyim, Vesimi Yoda, Mafkinam, even in a case where the number one was a Shema? Said him nothing. If that's true, so then I have a teretz to the kasha. Why Amid Aleph was punched? Amid Beit, it wasn't. Zokter Ramban, Zokter Nochum, Anamad Aleph, you were grabbing from a guy who's a Bari. Not the agenda of the Rosh of who's the grabber. Who are you grabbing from? On number one, you're grabbing from a guy who's a Bari. When you're grabbing from a guy who's a Bari, it's a no-brainer. I have like a Mevad, you can't grab. Talk for Kayim and see me yaday. Nothing to talk about. That's doing to going to a guy and saying, you owe me $100, you owe me a klum. If I don't think you can't grab. On the base, so what was the sugya on the base about? Why was it machlekes over and on? What was that? What happened all of a sudden? Broke out of machlekes when number one is Shema. What happens? Or forget about the machlekes. When is there a shayla luchal? That's in the case where the guy's a Shema. On the base, number one is a Shema. Number one's not holding a b'toras b'al. Number one has no idea. For tich gemein that when number one's a Shema, maybe over there talk for koyin emetzim yodei. Maybe over there, I don't know. Maybe I'll say a svar. Maybe over there we don't say yav chazaka. Maybe over there you don't have the higher din, or maybe your higher din is not enough to go ahead and be mighty from the guy because you're only a Shema. What? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't interest me about the second guy Shema. That doesn't interest me. I heard. I know. It doesn't make a difference. I'm answering him. It doesn't interest me because the agenda of the sugya is whether number one could take away from number two. The issue is, what is one? According to Rabban, the issue in the sugi is not what is two. Two is the toughest. Two is the toughest, whether he's a Shema, two is the toughest, whether he's a Bari. The question is one enough to take away from him? So when one's a Bari, and he has a Shtarka Chazaka, that was a no-brainer, my heavenly commandment, that was Amid Aleph. But in Amid Bey, he's where number one's a Shema. No, so Nochem timed it that in light of the fact that the Rabban, in the beginning of this piece, made a differentiation between if one's a Bari and one's a Shema, and he had a need to speak it out, he said that opens a Pesach to answer why Amid Aleph was Pashit. Amid Beis wasn't so Pashit. Amid Aleph is when number one's a Bari. When you're a Bari, I'm a talk for Koyim with Yod, you can't take from me. I'm the Mosek. No, what happens when number one's a Shema? That's the Gemara Amid Beis. The Gemara Amid Beis has a Shalot. Talk for Koyim with Yod. Amid Tzin. Adkan, Divri, Amlochim, Lefi, this Rosh. So in this Rosh, 1 second. So feed this Rosh over here, 1 second. Feed this Rosh over here. We have over here, first of all, a very, very extreme mushroom to the whole Sugi in general. And number two, he makes a Hisafa, is number one a Bari, is number one to a Shema. Maybe that will answer why Amid Aleph was Pashit, Amid Beis is not. That's so far so good. Now, 1 second, 1 second. Different Shalom and Gansu, whether it's a Hidon, no Shalom. But it's not important, it's not the issue. Either way, it was about Batish Shaila, whether or not we Chodil Rabban or not. That's all. It's not to get to this topic. Oh, continues Rabban and says, how do you make your stuff with Sadi? That's when they're Aiden, but if they're not Aiden, you have a Bihu. Then the Rabban says, rule number three. Umiyu, says Rabban, Imber Shus Lakeach Hemoimdim, I did a ma'aseh b'shicha, and there's a shaila whether the kinyan was chal or not. Ain't metzim reshus over there. When it's b'reshus, we leave it by you. To the mina kor b'shleish m'sol b'sol ani moichel chavisha rishin kana b'reshu v'gemor b'shem b'tofes b'reshu tofes b'reshus b'shem moichel b'shuv ain metzim yodav v'af b'shem tofes moichel b'tok for metzim imenu. I say a dover nifla now, lamita shatoyer, which will bring out the power, everything we learned this whole week. Watch. The Rosh over here says, the Ramban over here says, Klal number three. Bear with me now. Klal number three. What's Klal number three? Klal number one was a video of a gluya, you keep it. Klal number two is tray, you keep it. What's Klal number three? Klal number three is Bershos. If you took a Bershos, what's a classic case of Bershos? The case over there of Kor. What's the case of Kor? A guy, I said, I want to sell you a Kor, which is a large amount. One seller saw. And you did a saw. And the question over there is, how is the Kenyan working? Is it one Maisa Kenyan on all 30, in which case I can back out until I get to 30? Or the Kenyan was each one separately, and then you can't back out. What you did. That's the Shaila. Could I back out? Can I not back out? Well, the Moicha wants to back out. The Moicha says, I don't want to sell to you, okay? Did the Kenyan take place or not? So the Gemara over there says that the Chalokim, the parts that he did a Kenyan on, give him the Moshe, once you Moshe. So what happened over there? There's a big core, has 30 saw in it, okay? I was Moshe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then the guy says, I want to back out. Of the whole deal, give me back. So what do we say over there? No. And I say no. The deal was, what was the deal over there? The deal was one at a time. So each one's a separate entity. It's 30 separate deals. So is a chal or not? So the Gemara says, that since you're holding on to it, so we'll leave it by you. Hagam that is a suffix. But now, that case over there is a case. We've had some, we were paskin, the part is over there. The Gemara says, because you grabbed it. Says Rabban, why is it called you grabbed it? Because you grabbed the bershels. You grabbed the bershels because you were allowed to do it, correct? So when you have a case over there where you had the bershels to do it, we have a suffix, whether or not you sold it or not, and you had the bershels to do it. So over there we say, once you grabbed it, you grabbed it. Atkan, the what do you call it? Atkan, the din of the Rabban. Rabban says, when you do something with bershels, when you had the bershels to do the action of bringing it over there, I'll let you do it because I want you to make the sale. Just I want it to be one deal. Not 30 different deals. Say it. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Ramban says. Is that clear? Rule number 3. But I want to point out to you, and this is going to bring out now the entire week. Watch. Watch what I'm going to say now. Did you notice that the Ramban says, that in the case over there, that when the buyer, the lokeach, was teifis bereshus, the saw, the wheat, when it was teifis over there, the saw, when he was typhus it, he says, once you typhus it, we leave it by you, because it was virtuous, and the other guy can't grab back. Did you see that? Look at the Ramban. The Ramban says, you imbershus a kecher, moimdin, stop it, emetim imbershus a? If he grabs it back, we take it from him. You see that clearly? You ever see that? Can't grab. You never heard of such that. At least this week. So Rabban says, in the site number 3, case number 3 was where you grabbed the virtuals. When you grabbed the virtuals, that means like it's over there, that's what Shapaskim Marakamas on the whole chita, on the whole core. He's the Marakama of the chita. He says, I didn't sell it yet. Tom DeMarco, but you grabbed it, but you grabbed the brochures because I was letting you do the process. Very interesting case. I was letting you do the process, but there's a suffix of were you kind or not? If you weren't kind, I'm DeMarco. If not, that, fine. So Mar says you grabbed the brochures. So far, so good. Says Arban, what happens now that we pass him the leave? So the guy did 7 saw. We leave him by here. What happens if the maker grabs it back now? Can't grab it back. Can't grab it back. Can't grab it back. That's what he says. Can't grab it back. Why? Because talk for grabbing. See what? Yeah, I'll grab. Slowly. What's the din, by the way, in Teretz number 1? Watch what I'm going to say now. Adov and Noyer. In Teretz number 1, in the case of Mils David El Gluye. I'll tell you the story. What's Mils David El Gluye? The lady grabbed 200 zuz. What's it about, Raya? The lady grabbed 200 zuz. It's a Mils David El Gluye. We leave her by her. We leave her by her. What happens? Why? Because Mils David El Gluye. What happens if the man grabs it back, what's it in? What's the Ramban saying, remember? What's the Ramban say? He says, called over, you can grab it back and forth, correct? So I want the Eilat to pay attention to something. What I'm going to say now is a Dokka Nifla. I was going to say, Amita Shaltar, but a guy wrote on Thursday night a question. Why do you keep saying it's Amita Shaltar? Let us decide. Why are you telling us what's Amita Shaltar? Who are you? Yeah, a guy heard that question. What did I say? Chutzbiyazki. Yeah, so I'm very sensitive to the Thursday night question. So first I started being nice to Hersher, correct? And second of all, I don't know if it's a Mita Shatar, you'll decide. Yeah. What I really meant to the Bach who asked the question was that you don't have the Kalim to decide what's a Mita Shatar, I have to decide for you. Yeah, but either way, watch what I'm going to say now with Dover Nifla. It brings out everything I said the whole week. Watch. My Rav Rabbi say, the Ramban said, there are 3 cases where you're allowed to grab. What are the 3 cases where you're allowed to grab? What are the 3 cases where you're allowed to grab? There are 3 cases where you're allowed to grab. What are the 3 cases? Case number 1 is with Avida Leglie. Avida Leglie, we keep it by you. But the other guy can grab back. Case number 2 is Trey. The Ramban doesn't say, we'll see in a minute. Case number 3, where you're allowed to take it for a show. So there he says, you can't grab back. My high. Is that interesting? Is that weird? There are 3 cases where you leave it by the toughness, where it's ain matzim miyodeh. Avida leglie, 1. 2 is trey, where the first guy, right? And third of all, the kicker is rishos. In case 1, and probably in case 2, You keep grabbing back and forth. We leave it by you. We can grab back and forth. In case three, in the case of Rishos, he said before, the Meicher can't grab back. Even though the Meicher was the Marakam originally. Yeah? He can't grab back. Why? It's half a fella. Amita Shalteira. Yeah, watch. In case number one, number two, we said that the entire Pshat of the Rabban, now we've tied everything together for the whole week. According to the Rabban, why normally do you say, what's in the other? Why do we greet the guy's a tofus? He's holding on to it. By the way, how do I know he's holding on to it like the Rabban? The Rabban says, Mils Devi the Glia works. So you're holding on to it. Watch. So we learned yesterday in the Rabban. What did we learn in the Rabban yesterday? Why do we take it out? Because I have the higher din. That's Mefurish and the Rabban. That because I have the higher din, I have the din of Muchzakis. How do we know that? Because my trade is right. You don't have the din of Muchzakis. When you don't have the din of Muchzakis, then you can't take it away. But when I have the din of Muchzakis, I can take it away. Shtei Mefurish and yesterday's Rabban, that the reason why I'm allowed to take it away from the toughest is because I'm the Muchzak, I'm the higher Zach. Correct? Milsa David de Gluye turns the second guy into the higher Zach? No. So why do we leave him by him? He's a toughest. It's a dollars. He became the Mosik. No, the Mosik was number one. Number two is not the Mosik. And that's why, Moyer Rabbi say, I'm a lot of what? I can keep grabbing back and forth. The Svar Milsa David Glee made number two into the Mosik? No. Milsa David Glee said that I'm a toughos. Milsa David said I'm a toughos. So leave it by me. Why? He's the Mosik. He's the powerful one. He's the high dagger. Say about also Epis. I'm a toughos. Yeah, but I'm not more than a toughest. Milsa David Gluye turns me into a Mosik. No, I'm a toughest. Number one is a Mosik. So, Avada, we leave it by me, but the other guy can grab back and forth. Called on grab. Likewise, Trey. When is a Trey? See, he can become a Mosik. I can become a Mosik? Of course not. That's Trey. What could I be? What's the maximum that I could be by Trey? A toughest. See, he can grab back and forth. You're a toughest. By the way, do you remember the Lashon of the Rambam by Trey? Man, the toughest. Isn't that beautiful? Man, the toughest. Abba Mayri, Abba Isai, did number three, which is Rishos. We had a Ramban, the Rosh brought down in Bechiris. What's the Pshat of Rishos? Remember the Ramban, the Rosh and Bechiris brought down the Ramban who said that Rishos works. What did the Ramban say why Rishos works? Because I did the Rishos, you become the Bailam. You become the Muzik. I gave it over to you. I let you do it. I made you the Meshicha. So now what you saw by me as the Bailam, now I see by you. I did a transfer of power. Ah, the second guy becomes Bailam. The second guy is the Mosik. So the Mosik can't grab back anymore. Because now he's the Mosik and you're just the toughest. That's La Mita Shel Torah. Why the Ramban says three Terotzim. When the Ramban says three scenarios, when we say Tukfa Koin, Ein Metzi Miyadoi, and in two of them, you can grab back from him. And in the third place, you can't, because there's different reasons why. There are different reasons why Ein Metzi Miyadoi. In case one, it's Ein Metzi Miyadoi, because even though you're a toughos, but Tuchim Ez Lo Mesina, Seder, but you're not more than a toughos, I can grab back. In case number two, the reason why we let you grab it is because Trey, so I'm not a Mosik, but neither are you. So the same way you can grab from me, I can grab from you. That's the beautiful poetic lashon of the Ramban, man the toughest toughos. But case number three, the reason why we say Emetzi Miyodah is not because I got weaker. It's not because of a weakness in me. The reason is because you became the Bailam, said the Rosh Hashem to Rabban, because I gave it to Rishos. I saw the one who was a Bailam give it over to the other guy. Now you're the Bailam. One second. Now you're the Bailam. If you're the Bailam, that's why you're allowed to keep it. Once you became a Mosik, so now I can't grab anymore because I'm just a toughest. That's Niflamoid, Amita Shel Torah. Why the Rabban switches that in Din 1 and Din 2, we leave it by number 2, but number 1, we grab it back. And in Din number 3, we leave it by number 2. And number 1 can't grab it back because it's a different lumpness in Gansin, and that's the Pshat Emes Lamitoi, which brings out the power of the lumpness that we said the whole week. No, number 1 lost his Mosakis because he gave it over to 2. That's what Rishos does. You're not allowed to grab. Immediately means that the Mosakis, you're right, but the Mosakis, we said, look at that, because Mosakis is not enough to take away from a Tophos. Usually, wait a second, where? Yes, no, because there the second guy got a Rishos and he became the Mosik now. So now we have a din of Tarfa Koyim, see the other, but in any case, it's not Avida L'Gluye I'm talking about, I guess. I answered you, because Avida L'Gluye says we leave it by the toughest. When it's not Avida L'Gluye, then you don't leave it by the toughest. Vidaligulia, when you're a tapas, we didn't buy the tapas, even though there's a monkey. That's the dilemma, Vidaligulia, we spoke about the last 2 days. Vidaligulia, if you belt, you're a tapas, so Achuchi Besda, not Machuchino, we're not going to force you to take it out of the tapas. Make a mistake. Okay. One second. That's Nifla Moed. That's the summary of the Ramban. Yeah, that's the summary of the Shita of the Ramban. Now, yesterday I left off with the humongous kasha. I want to upgrade the entire sugi now to a different place completely. Yeah? One second. If that's true, so now I want to upgrade the sugi dramatically. So now I want to upgrade the sugi dramatically. Yesterday, I left off with a murder kakasha. All this is good in the Ramban. It's very strange, I said yesterday, that the other Rishonim, nobody brings down rule number one. Nobody brings down, it's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says Mefurash on Daf Kuf Yod Amud Aleph, that when you grab the third year of the Paris and Mashkanta the Surah, because it's Milsa David Yikul, you're allowed to grab it. It's Mefurash Gemara. Nobody brings it down. They all ask the kasha, then nobody answers, nobody brings down the answer, nobody says the tzoy, nobody says nothing, what's going on over here? It's Mefurash Gemara. So we say the teretz. Then in a classic case of tuk for koin, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? We'll go with the Raz Mataisis, for example, just for clarity's sake. Why doesn't it work? Because the Raz Mataisis say the reason why tuk for koin between the yod is because you're a goslin. And a tisim exel is not called a fisa. So we said, you can't get up and tell me that in every case of tuk for koin, abidu glia works. Raman says in every case of tuk for koin, abidu glia works. Say the lady grabbed $200, right? Says Raman, it works. You can't say that. You're a goslin. Guy's a Gazan, it's not a Toyfus. I can't say Avidilagui, I can't say Tutu Bez. Guy's a Gazan. What do you mean? Of course, Bez is going to step in. That's why we said, of Dovid Nifla, Lamita Shal Torah, that the Rajba, the Toyfus, who hold that what defines Tarpa Krem, the other screws are a Gazan, Avidilagui is not going to help me. Slowly. So, now comes the monster Kasha. So, what's Shah? The Gwandaf Kufur. The Gemara Daf Kuf Yud, I'm going to ask it in a Mamana Shofte Goy, in the most blunt, powerful way. The story of Daf Yud was, there was a Halva. The Malva says, I got 3 years of the karka to eat out of it to pay off the loan, and he said two. The Malva ate the third year. My rabbi said, he's called a Goslin or he's not called a Goslin? If he's called a Goslin, according to the Rajba, the ball game's over. Avida Gluy doesn't help. Elmai, he's not called a Goslin over there, which makes sense, by the way, because I let you go into the land. You're not a Goslin. So then what do I need Avida Gluy over there for? I don't understand what the Pshat is over there. What is the Pshat in Kuf Yud? Are you a Gazan or are you not a Gazan? According to the Rajbu. If you're a Gazan, Savi Dugui doesn't help, right? You're not a Tufis. Elamai, you're not a Gazan. Why are you not a Gazan over there? Why is it called Beheter? Because I let you into the land. The Rajbu holds that the minute you're not a Gazan, the ballgame's over, right? Tufis says. So why is it going to come on to Savi Dugui over there? What do you want to ask from Nachman? What do you ask from Nachman? What's the problem? What do you want? What's the problem? You hear the Kasha? What? Why are you making faces? I can't hear. I'm a Gazan, I'm not a Gazan. You are a Gazan, then Avida Gluy doesn't know. Because you're not a Tofus B'chal, you're nothing. Tfisa Gzeil doesn't work. That's why I'm with Tzim Yadli. I'm talking about B'chal. Either the guy's Nichus B'hatter is not over there. If you're called a Gzeil, then when you took the Paris in the third year, you did a Maisa Gzeil. So the book comes over. You're not a Tofus on it. I don't understand what you're saying. If I'm a Nichas Beheter, so then I'm not a Gazan, so then we pass Katok for Koyin, but Zimiyot, we have to come out of Igluy. That's what the Raj Meshita is. The Raj Meshita, I don't know, who cares? Either I'm a Gazan or I'm not a Gazan, on the Paris. I'm talking about the Paris now. I was a Gazan, I wasn't a Gazan. If I wasn't a Gazan, then the book is over. Anytime I'm a Igluy, I'm not, I don't know, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't mean me. I don't know what you're asking for, I'm not going over there. What do you ask? They're not making a piece of a hall. So then, right there, where's I'm a Igluy? Because about the car, that's what you're saying. I took the Paris over there, right? We're talking about the Paris. When I grabbed the Paris at a third year, I was a Gazan or wasn't a Gazan? If I wasn't a Gazan, the book comes over. According to the Rajma, whenever you take something not the Paris Gzela, we say talk for coin and we see the other. I can hear you. But according to the Rajma, that's enough. The Rajma says, as long as you're not a Gazan, the book comes over. That was the sheet of the Rajma we said till now. OK. cares? What's the Rashi make a difference? The Rashi says that the minute you're not a Gazan, the Rashi says the war game's over. As long as you're not a Gazan, the Rashi says there's one rule, you're not a Gazan. What you're saying is good, but that's not the Pashtus. This Kasha, I asked Rav Moshe yesterday after Shira, I went to ask him, because like I said, he spoke about it on a Thursday night in one of his chavurahs this year. I listened to the tape, Kiddush at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't understand what he said. So I went after Mincha to ask him, and he said that what he said on the tape was a mistake, it's not what he meant to say. He meant to say something else. So I said, what? He said, he has to check his notes again. Say, this is the story. At 4 o'clock he called me, and this is what he said. Listen to what he said. It's a whole massive shtickle terror, which I never heard from him before. It's similar to what Rabbi, what's his name, said the rich man. Yeah. Alderas. He said a massive shtickle terror, which is a game changer in the whole sugya of the way the Rashba and Tosfos learned the sugya. He said like this. The way I learned till now was a very simple sugya. It's by number one. He must have been all right. Number two grabs it. Why do we take it away from number two? You have it. I have it. My bad. Says Tosfos, because he did an act of exhale. Did an act of exhale. I don't see that as a toughness. What happens if it's not an act of exhale? Everything's fine. I'm a toughness. You'll tell me I'm a toughness. Yeah. Once I'm a toughness, believe it by me. The first guy's a more common, the first guy's a this, and the first guy's a that. I don't care. We don't take away from a toughness. We have to be a toughness. That is the simplistic way how I learned the Rashba. That's how I learned Tosfos, remember? I learned that Tosfos says, you're not a Gazan, finish. The Rashba is the one who says it's Gzela. The Tosfos says it's Gzela. That's what I learned till now. How did I learn till now? That the Shita, the Rashba, Tosfos, who learns that the Sugi revolves around, are you a Gazlan or not? Is if you're a Gazan, so your Tisa is not a Tisa. If you're not a Gazan, you must have Nichas Behetr. What? Nichas Behetr help? Nichas Behetr help. So the word is, you're a Tophos. You're not a Gazan. You're not a Gazan, so you're a Tophos. I can't take away from a guy who's a Tophos. Slowly. Atki dekach, remember I asked, so what's Rav Nachman argue? Remember what he said? Nachman says, you can't chop the karka, you're not even a toughness, you can't grab karka. That's what he said till now. If that's the pshat, and that's how I learned all the years, that the pshat in Tosfos is that the issue is, are you a Gazlan, you're not a Gazlan. The minute you're not a Gazlan, and the thing is, by you, we can't take it away. So then it's a catastrophe on Daf Kuvyur Rav Aleph, make up your mind. When the guy ate the third year of Paris, if he's called a Gazlan, so then it's not going to help me, Mils Devi Dil Guli. And if he's not called a Gazlan, so then the war game's over. What do I care? He's not a Gazlan, the war game's over. Seder Basher, that's not the Pshat. Seder Basher. That the Rashba holds that the minute you're not a Gazlan, the war game's over. That the Rashba holds that the minute you're not a Gazlan, the war game's over. It's not that toughest, low level's enough. If you're not a Gazlan, then you become the Muzik, you become the high level. Seder Basher, it's a mistake. The normal pshat of the Rashba is, just don't be a Gazlan. Be a Tophos. Once I'm not a Gazlan, it's by me. The word by me means low level. It's by me. You can't take it away from me. It's by me. Amos of Yoni. Seder Basher, 100%. If that's the pshat of the Rashba, then the Gorn Tafkut is not answerable. Either you're a Gazlan, you're not a Gazlan. Make up your mind. If you're a Gazlan, Milsa Davidi is not going to help. And if you are not a Gazlan, I don't need Milsa Davidi. Seder Basher, it's not pshat of the Rashba. Pshat of the Rashba is like this. Number one is a Mosek. A Mosek can't take away. If a second guy is a Tophos, he grabs it. Even if he's not a Gazlan, I don't leave it by him. He's a Tophos. Number one's a Mosek. The answer is no. Number two becomes a Mosek. Now I see it by you. Up to now I saw it by him. Now I see it by you. Up to now I saw it by him. Now I see it by you. Hear my sinner? Up to now I saw it by him. Now I see it by you. So the mile of number two when you're a Gazlan is not that a Tophos is enough to stand up to number one. On your day, the fact that you're not a Gazlan, you become a Tophos. And once you become a Tophos, now I see you as a Mosek. So the reason why we leave it by number two is not because he's a toughest, because low level's enough. The reason why it's enough not to be a Gazlan is because the minute you're not a Gazlan, we see you as the bottom, we see you as the Mosek. That's why. But if not for that, Chas v'shalom, there's no way in the world that the number two is going to get it. Vasepis, Chas v'shalom. So according to the Rashba, the reason why Tuk for Koyin ain't Metziah Miyadoi, the reason why Tuk for Koyin ain't Metziah Miyadoi is, I want to make something clear, by the way. The Rashba really holds Tuk for Koyin ain't Metziah Miyadoi. Unless you're a Gazlan. When you're a Gazlan, then I don't see by you. But when you're a Tophos and you're not a Gazlan, so then you become the Mosek. Now you get to the higher level. Now I see by you. Now I see you as the Bailum. And that's why I leave it by you. Seder Basher, if that's the Pshat, that the reason why is because every guy who's a Tophos automatically becomes a Mosek, as long as you're not a Gazlan. She said, I'm worried the Gazach. So why does, when you're not a Gazan, do we leave about you? Not because you stand with Tophos, because when you're a Tophos, you become at a higher level. Said Rav Asher, and of Kuf Yud, it's a very rare case. You're talking not a Gazan, but you're also not a Muzik. You're not a Gazan, why? Because I let you take the land. But you're also not a Muzik, why aren't you a Muzik over there? Because it's Karka. Karka Mechaskes Belevedes. So it's a middle case. Normally, when I'm not a Gazan, I want. So the three scenarios. When I'm a Gazan, I'm not a Tophos at all. When I'm not a Gazan, I'm a Taltalim. I upgrade, I see you as the Bailim. What about a case where I'm not a Gazan, but I also can't see you as the Bailim? What do I do then? What do I do in a case where I'm not a Gazan, but I'm a Tophos, but the Tisa doesn't translate into becoming a Bailim? That's exactly that case over there in Daf Kuf Yud. In that case in Kuf Yud, I'm not a Gazan because you let me come in, so I am a Tophos, but you can't see me as a Bailim because it's Karka, Karka, because it's Kuf Yud. Over there, Milza David of Guglia helps. When I'm a Tophos, but I'm not a, what do you call it, but I'm not the Bailim. So there, when it's a Milza David of Guglia, I ask the Kasha, what do you need Milza David of Guglia for? Manashach. If you're a Gazan, it's not going to help. And if you're not a Gazan, I don't need it. The answer is, it depends. Why when you're not a Gazan according to the Rajbah? Why when you're not a Gazan according to the Rajbah? Why when you're not a Gazan according to the Rajbah, do we say that you win? If it's because Tophos is enough, so over there, I'm a Tophos. A Tophos I am. So what are you not clear for? The answer is, when you're not a Gazan, the reason why you win is because the Tophos becomes a Mozik. Over there, that level I don't have. So I'm in an in-between stage. I'm a Tophos, but I'm not a Mozik. Now normally, Tophos becomes a Mozik. Normally, Tophos automatically becomes a Mozik. Normally, automatically, Tophos becomes a Mozik. Normally, automatically, Tophos becomes a Mozik. In a case of Karka, I can become a Tophos, but I don't become a Mozik. So what do I do with you? You're fighting number one, who's a massive power. He's a Mozik. So normally, you don't win. But over there, we have Milsa David Degli. We let it stay by you. That's when Milsa David Degli helps for a case where you're not a Tophos and you're not a Gazan, but you're not a Mozik either. That's all true. One second. What? Rav Nachman came along and knows, so that's what the Gemara's answer is over there. It's supposed to be the clear. Rav Nachman wasn't saying it's not a tefisa. Rav Nachman was just saying that I can't do it at the Bailim. Revela, that's the answer according to the Rajma, slowly.
What's
right? I can't hear. I'm on the Rosh now. I'm on the Rosh now. I'm in the Rajma and Tosis. That's if I answered a monster kasha. You hear what I answered? No, I don't know. It doesn't allow me to see it as a Bailim. What a mistake, Rabbi Shoki. I don't allow you to see it as a Bailim. But it means I'm a Chukhine, because for it, I'm a Tophos. Usually I'm never a Tophos. Usually I'm either Gzela or a full Bailim. What about a case where I'm a Tophos of Bailim? So there, Bilsa Rudi, there, Chukhine kicks in, this middle ground. It doesn't allow you to see it as a Bailim. It's a Tekken. Since you are Epis of Tophos and you're not a Gazan, so we'll say Chukhine helps. Take a geschmack. Because for it, I'm a Tophos. We'll get to that in a second. One second, I'm not finished yet. Wait, I am. That's funny. Yeah, but I'm not. Rabban learn? How does Rabban learn, by the way? Rabban learns normally that it is Moitzim Miyadoi. Rabban holds Moitzim Miyadoi. Rabban doesn't hold because you're a Gazan. Rabban holds you not a Gazan, right? How do we know that Rabban holds you not a Gazan? How do we know Rabban holds you not a Gazan? How do we know Rabban holds you not a Gazan? Because he says, well, so David did glue your works. So obviously you're not a Gazan. So you're not a Gazan. So why does the first guy win? So why does the first guy win? You're not a Gazan. Why does the first guy win according to Rabban? Because number one is a what? Is a Mosek. What's number two? What's number two? A Tophos. The Rajma holds that the minute you're a Tophos, you're automatically a what? So the Rajma holds that the minute you're not a Gazan and you become a Tophos, you're automatically upgraded to what? The Mozik, then you keep it. The Rabban held that even when you're not a Gazlin, you're a what? You're a Tophos, but you're not more than a Tophos. So why does number one take it from you? Because I'm the Bailim and you're the Tophos. How do I know that? Because the Rajba holds that the minute that you're not a Gazlin, you're already a full-scale Bailim. How do I know that? From the Kashrim Daf Kuf Yud. Otherwise, the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud doesn't make any sense. But the Rabban holds that even though you're a Tophos, still I take it away from you. How do I take it away from you? The answer is because you're a Tophos and I'm a Mozik. I'm higher than you. If number two would become a Mozik, then number two would lose it. Why should number two lose it? I'm a Mozik like you are. The answer is that I'm the Mozik and you're the Tophos. So the Machlekes Rabban, the Rashbis, the Rabban holds that number two The Ramban holds that number two always stays the toughest, never more than that. Number two always stays the toughest, never more than that. Number two always stays the toughest, never more than that. So number one knocks him out, because I'm the one saying you're the toughest. By trade, we were both two, so we're both equal. So then everybody can be ever back and forth. The Rashba holds that if you're a toughest, then you're a Mozik. Except for one case, the case of Kofiud, where you're not a Goslin, but it's Karka, you're not a Mozik, there, Milsa David the Betray can kick in. But in a regular case where you're a Goslin, you don't need to become a toughest. Then Milsa David the can help. There are models that in a regular case, you're not a Goslin. So you become a toughest, but you don't become a Mozik. So number one knocks you out. What's fair? There's one Kasha which is left. How does the Rosh learn the Gemara? Daf Kofiud Amud Aleph. What's fair? The Rosh holds that what's the din when you're a Bari, what's the din? What? You're allowed to grab it. The case of Kofiud is a Bari or a Shema? It's a Bari, so let him grab it. What's the problem? That's the God must have been a clear for. Later, Rosh holds that Bari always works. We have a Kashu Daf Kofiud. What's the God must have been a clear for? The guy grabbed it. He was a Bari. He said, I Mashkandu was over 3 years, and the ball game is over. What did I say? Why should I answer my thing? But the Rosh doesn't hold you need to come. That's only if the Rosh agrees to the previous Shtickle Torah, they need to come on to a Mozik. But that's not the Pshat and Bari according to the Rosh. One second, hold on. I'm going to repeat this again tomorrow. The last thing I said tomorrow in the Chazal Shir at 10:45 B'li Nether. This last piece that I said, the Machlekes Ramban and Rashba, of how to learn the Sukkah, I'm going to repeat again tomorrow at 10:45 for those of you who are interested, and you should be interested. Everything else is regular schedule, Mr. Shah.